Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty. Well, let's get into some music.
Thank you.
hope you enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. All righty. Let's get into the message, okay? It's called God Promises His Strength. There's only one constant in this ever-changing world, and that's the character of our Heavenly Father. The very earth itself is undergoing changes constantly. What seems the most immovable now and will one day be done away with, but God is unchanging. God is unwavering. He's completely faithful and committed to seeing through the promises He has made you. As we look this week at the promises of God, may you ground yourself in the unchanging love. May God's character become your source and refuge, your constant and unshakable foundation. The Creator God has infinite wisdom and love and chooses to create mankind knowing full well that we would choose our ways over His. We're made with terrible capacity to live out our own strength. As a result, we see in both Scripture and in our own lives incredible failures, examples of our collective weakness played out before our very eyes. We see it in the declining morality of society. We see it in the very lives of those around us that just can't seem to get it together. Weakness seems to be threaded into the very fabric of our world. The world is plagued by weakness of those who inhabited it. But the Bible also contains incredible stories of victories of God's people. The list goes on and on. Moses and the Egyptians, David and Goliath, Samson and the Philistines, and the early church spreading the gospel across the world despite insurmountable odds. And along with all the stories of victory, Scripture also contains many stories of failure. So what made the difference? What separates the stories of success from the stories of failure? The difference is found in the people of God allowing God to be their strength. Success in Scripture came solely when God was made strong in man's weaknesses. Psalms chapter 103, verse 13 and 14 says, "As the Father shows compassion to His children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust." So God created us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows that apart from Him, we can do nothing. But the beauty of the gospel is that as believers, we are no longer apart from Him. Through the death of Jesus, we are now one with Christ. Wrapped up in this story of redemption, we have been saved from having to do life on our own in our own strength. Your Heavenly Father says to you today, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you in my righteous right hand." Your God is the same God of David, Samson, Paul, and John, the success that has the direct result of their choosing God's strength over their own. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, "But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" Paul chooses to boast of his weaknesses because he knew of the steadfast strength of God in his own life. He knew that his success was solely by the strength of his God. Your Heavenly Father promises His strength to you today, just as He worked to help Paul spread the gospel, just as He helped David slay the giant Goliath. He desires to help you today in whatever lies ahead. Acknowledge your weakness, but at the same time hold fast to the knowledge of incredible strength of your Heavenly Father. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says, "He will not leave you or forsake you. The strength of God is always with you. All you have to do is choose His ways over your own. Live in the light of revelation of your own weaknesses and God's strength, and you will experience the power of the Creator and the universe working directly in your life." So where do you need God's strength? What area of your life seems to be plagued by weaknesses? Ask God to work in your life and experience the fruit of co-laboring with your Heavenly Father today. Reflect on your weaknesses. What situation in your life seems to be without the strength of God? Now meditate on God's desire to be strong in your weaknesses. Think about stories of people in the Bible who did incredible things solely by the strength of God. And thirdly, ask God to be strong in your weakness today. Ask the Spirit to guide you and work in any and every situation you find yourself in. Ask him to guide your words, actions, mindsets, and emotions that you might live entirely in his own strength. How incredible is the heart of God that he would choose to share with us his own strength. Your God cares for you so deeply that he desires to work closely and effectively in your life. The very strength that formed the mountains, parted the seas, and sustains every living thing is available to you today. Rest in God's promise that he is not distant. You have a strong God who loves you and is for you. So live today, experience the peace and power of God's strength made strong in your weaknesses. I highly suggest you read Psalms chapter 103. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen? Now, let's get into the most important question of the day. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you traveling down this road of life, not knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you... Or maybe you suffer from anxiety or depression, or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life. Whatever it may be, that's okay, because the Lord is there for you. All you got to do is reach out and ask for him to come into your life. And if you're ready to do so, you can do so by saying this simple little prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you in the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Okay, well, let's take some callers. Let's see who we got. Okay, we got 432. Who we got on
432?
Hello?
Hi there, Ken.
Is this Clay?
Yeah, I got Corona.
Oh, man.
I got coronavirus. Yeah, it sure upset one of these Asian ladies, and I told her to suck my pecker, and she did, and she gave me corona. Is there anybody calling?
Yeah, we got another caller. Press the one key. Let me grab him. Okay.
Yes.
111, you're on the air.
Good evening, Pastor Ken. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Paul Masson.
Hello, Paul.
Hello. I hope you and Tony had a good Easter.
Yeah,
I hope
I hope you did too.
Thank you. And I want to wish a speedy recovery to Mr. Clay Douglas here and to anyone else stricken with the virus.
Amen to that.
And if it's all right, I would like to give a special God's healing prayer to my friend Clarabel. She seemed awfully, I don't know, she wasn't herself today.
Okay.
And we've been friends since childhood, and I'm just concerned about her, and I just want to make sure that, you know, she's in good health.
Okay. All righty. Well, so you want to pray for her? Or you
yes.
Would like me to say a prayer?
I would like for you to say a prayer.
Okay. We come today in behalf of Clarabel, Lord. Okay. I hope that she is feeling well, that she does not have any coronavirus. Okay, that she is well. Okay, and that you're placing your hands upon her, okay, as we speak, okay, and letting her know that you are there, okay, and everything will be okay, okay, and we pray this in our dear Lord, Jesus Christ, amen.
Excuse me.
It's all right. Alrighty. Let's take another call here. Area code 336. Okay, it looks like it might be Joseph Gibson. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, hello, this is Joe. I got a bone to pick with you on understanding the times which we live in today. First we're gonna start off by praying for the person with the coronavirus. But you know, This nonsense has got to stop. I mean, let me interject here for a second. You know, you're out there running down my show, and people are recording it, and I'm kind of getting angry. And you know, I was a Navy SEAL.
This is not Joe.
Yes, it is Joe. My name is Joseph Gibson.
Nope, this is not Joe. This is not Joe.
What the hell is that?
Nope,
what the hell
Joe.
Is that?
Nope.
Ask me any question,
ask
only
me
Joe.
Any
would
question,
know.
Only Joe would know.
This is not Joe's
this
voice.
This is not Joe's voice.
Look at my phone number.
I know what your phone number is.
Well, this is Joe. Okay, I served time. I served 9 years. I was a CIA undercover agent in the State Penitentiary in Connecticut. And I became a Navy SEAL, and I worked undercover with Peter Ventura. You know Peter Ventura, Pastor Peter Ventura out there in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now why do you keep putting down my show?
I ain't putting down anybody's show.
Well, that's not what people message me. I got private messages all day today.
Well, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I didn't put down your show. I don't put anybody's show down, okay?
Well, I don't know, but I think we just need to go ahead and take care of this and get it done. So, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you call me after your show today and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Okay, give me a call, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to mute now and I'm going to listen to the rest of your show.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so let's play some more music here since we got no more callers. We got callers. Okay, hold on. Okay, we got another caller.
Can you hear me there, Ken?
Yes, I can hear you, Clay.
Okay, I'm going to put myself on mute.
Say what? I couldn't hear you.
I'm going to put myself on mute.
Okay, Clay. Get well. Okay. Let's just take on Doug here. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Ken.
How you doing?
How you
tonight?
Doing? Good.
I'm
how you
doing?
Doing
well.
Clay didn't sound too good.
No, he doesn't sound too good.
So what's going on?
Nothing much. Just doing my show.
Yeah.
So
nobody
how you
else
doing
is...
up there in Pennsylvania?
Oh, good. I'm doing fine.
Yeah. You still not drinking?
No, doing a lot better.
That's good. It's good to hear.
Kind of weird up here, though. People with masks on and all that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Everyone's scared to get sick.
Yeah, well, that's like everywhere. You know, people are kind of scared to get sick. They're staying indoors. They're doing social distancing, okay? Wearing masks and gloves when they go out, okay?
Yeah. Buying lots of toilet paper.
Is the store still out of toilet paper?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're slowly starting to get some of our toilet paper back and stuff like that.
Yeah, slowly. Well, at least President Trump's making America great again.
That's what I hear.
When's that going to be? You got any idea?
No, don't know.
So I'm just joking. All right, well, I figured I'd just call in and say hi.
Well, how are you doing?
Good.
That's good to hear. Well, let's take another caller here. Let's take 317. Which I believe is Johnny. Hey, how you doing, Johnny?
Pastor Ken, I've been so worried about you.
Oh, I'm all right. Well, thank you for your concern.
I just feel like you fell off the side of the cliff. You disappeared, and every time you disappear, it makes me worry.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to make you worry.
My night is not complete without one of your shows, and so often I check for your show and it's not there. What's going on?
Well, that's only been Saturday night and Thursday night of last week. Okay, I wasn't feeling well, so I decided just to take it off. Okay, and then I didn't do my show Sunday. Okay, it was Easter. Okay, I was celebrating Easter, okay, with my family.
Your family came to visit you?
No, not my family. Well, you know what the family I have. Tony F.
Oh.
And Vic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like there is missing spiritual leadership last week. It's a very holy week, and it wasn't the same without you.
Thank you. Okay. I'll try not to do that in the future. Okay.
You know, this is, I think, what caused a lot of the problems when people were assuming that you passed away so often. The disappearance.
No, I didn't pass away. I didn't pass away.
I can tell that now because you're talking. But I feel like there's a spiritual void in all of your listeners when you're gone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a lot of people who depend on you. There's a lot of people who depend on you. Even my friend Doug.
How's your crabgrass?
I think Doug will agree. I think Doug will agree that it's not the same in the evening when Ken is not with us.
Yeah, just listening to the reruns. Except the ones with you.
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe I should consider doing that.
Yeah.
Pastor Ken, as a spiritual leader, you've also disappeared off of Discord. We haven't been able to ask our biblical questions. What's happened there?
Oh, I just, like I said, I just been taking some time off, okay? I wasn't on the computer for a couple of days, okay?
A lot of Bible questions build up while you're gone. You need to come back.
Sure. I'm sure.
Do you have any other calls on the line?
Fuck my ass.
I've got a lot of callers, but I've got nobody pressed the one key yet. Okay?
Well, I just want you to know you're appreciated, and when you're gone, you are missed. You are missed on Discord. You are missed on Blog Talk.
Fuck my ass.
I'll come on Discord after the show tonight.
You're a pillar of the community.
Well, thank you, Johnny.
Amen.
Thank you, Doug, Brother Doug. I also worry about our friend Jason. He's been gone for quite a long time. I hope he's fine.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, he has been gone for quite a while.
Well, let's take some other calls. I wonder if anyone else feels the same way that I do.
Well, we got some 111 callers that just pressed the one key. So let me take them.
Okay.
I say best wishes.
111, you're on the air.
Good evening, Pastor Ken. This is Mike Hunt, unemployed personal trainer.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Mike.
Good. Hey, you were missed. And I agree. I think you're a fantastic person, and we missed you. And during these tough times that we're all going through, we certainly appreciate you doing a show.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. And wanted to say hello to Johnny Longfeather and give a shout-out to all the listeners out there. And is Doug still on the line?
Yes, he is.
Okay, I had a couple of thoughts for Doug. There is a man named Doug. He gets drunk and pees on the rug. He acts like a tough guy and a thug. He doesn't drink slow. He likes to chug. Madeline Mitten said his cock is as small as a bug. Doug, put down the beer and put some coffee in your mug.
Okay. I think he stopped drinking, Mike.
Amen, Mike. That was really funny. You're a poet and you don't know it.
I want Doug to be healthy and happy just as all the rest of us and get through these tough times. And I think Kenny always has good words of wisdom.
Well, thank
Mazel
you.
Tov. Mazel tov.
Oh, you know, I am worried about Jason. You guys were talking about Jason. Jason, if you can hear me, call in. Give us an update. What the hell? Are you in jail? Did you get corona? It's like you fell off the face of the earth. You know, if you can reach out, Kenny, that'd be great.
Well, I don't
when
have
they disappear,
his number. Don't have his number.
It makes people worry. We get worried.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that he likes to go to those bookstores. And he does some odd things. I won't go into that. But now that the bookstores are closed, you know, I don't know why he's calling in. What the heck he's doing?
Maybe he has a wife.
He has said he likes to read. He's talked about that quite a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think,
okay,
is that Clay?
Yeah, Clay.
Clay.
Hang in there, Clay.
We're pulling for you. We're pulling for you, buddy. There's still more work for the free American. Glory.
Clay,
do you what did you
then?
Maybe Barry can give you a call and wake you up.
Glory hole.
I think he said glory hole. I don't know. He's delusional? That's odd.
That seems a bit weird.
Penis!
That can't be Clay.
No,
can't be Johnny either.
That wasn't me, Doug. Be nice.
He never plays recordings.
I'm not playing any recordings right now. Very serious night. In my opinion, this is me doing a one-man Ken appreciation night. Ken needs to know he's appreciated.
I agree. Thank you, John.
He already knows that.
Yep.
Every night in the glory of God.
Amen.
Ken, do we have any other calls?
Yeah, we do. We got another 111 caller. Let me bring him on. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Bogart.
Hey, I'm just glad to have you back on air, man. We've been missing you.
Well, thank you, Bo.
I was scared to death that you had the coronavirus or something tragic like that. I'm just glad that you're alive and well.
Well, thank you very much, Bo. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm doing all right. I was just resting and I was just taking a little bit of time off. But I'll be on Discord tonight after the show.
Okay. Good deal. Yeah, we were worried sick. I had to reach out to Spencer and see if I could contact you and I did and I appreciate you taking the call.
No problem. Yeah. I'm supposed to call Joey after the show. Okay, yeah, I know. Okay. But I know that wasn't Joe that called in. Okay, but that's okay.
Joe's been having
Joe
a lot
Gibson,
of problems.
You're supposed to call Joe Gibson after the show?
Yeah, he wants me to call him after the show, supposedly.
Joe's gone off the rails.
What's that about, do you know?
Supposedly I've been putting down his show. I don't know. I have no clue about that.
He's in the last few days. Joe's been acting, crazy. I don't know what's going on with him, but something's off.
Mental breakdown.
Yeah,
I think the isolation.
I would think
got
so.
You.
Yeah.
He had a big family feud the other night. Okay.
Yeah. I think him and Barry are having relationship problems. God bless them. They need some relationship counseling or something because they're fighting. Constantly on and off the air. But I just don't know. I don't know if they're having some kind of conflict of who the top or the bottom is or what, but obviously something's causing conflict in their relationship. But I'm not a psychiatrist or anything, so I don't know. But it's obviously it's something. something to do with their relationship, you know, who's the top and the bottom and so forth, you know.
You seem to know a lot about that.
Oh, hey, Doug's on the line. Hey, bud, I didn't even know you were on the line.
God bless you.
How's things your way, man?
Good. It's all good.
Doesn't sound too good, but if you say
so. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Well, I'm not appreciating anything. I mean, but it just sounds like you may have fallen off the wagon a little bit, but it happens to the best.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, congratulations, man. I apologize if I read you wrong there.
God bless.
Amen.
I smell the beer on his breath from here. Don't lie to us.
Oh, man. That guy really turns my stomach.
Be honest, what's going on? What's going on in the Doug universe?
Let's be kind.
The what universe?
The Doug universe.
Doug.
D-O-U-G. Doug.
How,
your name,
how
Doug.
How many shots of Jaeger have we had? Be honest.
How many what?
Shots of Jaeger have we had today?
Jaeger?
Jägermeister. Isn't that your drink of preference?
Is that what you said? Some kind of Jaeger or something?
Jägermeister, that's Joey's brand.
No, okay,
tastes
my
like
bad. I thought that's what Doug was sipping on.
No.
No, Doug is off of that. Doug doesn't do that anymore.
Nope. Sorry.
Cool.
God bless you, Doug.
Amen.
Okay, there's Clay.
You
there's
too.
Clay again.
Hang in there, Clay.
And do we have any calls?
Kenny, is there any other callers on the line?
Didn't sound too good.
No one has pressed the one key, but I'll bring on Jessico. Okay, he never presses
Amen.
The one
Let's
key.
Bring on Jessico. Hell yeah.
Let me bring on Jessico. Hey, Jessico, how you doing?
Hello, fellas. All right, how are you? Good to hear from you, Kenny.
Okay, Jessico.
Right.
Niggers!
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, what about them? Nobody likes them.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Kyle Hitler.
Oh, no. This is Ken Appreciation Night.
Hey, Doug, do you have a dog?
What?
Do you have a dog?
Do I have a dog?
Yeah.
Why?
I would assume that you'd have like a pug. You know what I mean?
I have two German shepherds.
Oh, you ought to get a pug. Yeah, Doug and his pug.
Dougie the puggy.
Well, who was that? Mike Hunt? He could add that. Or who was that? Was that Mike Hunt with the poem? He could add that to his poem. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Need the pug.
He should make a poem about you, Jessico. Jessico or Romalesco.
Oh,
that makes
no sense.
Whoa.
Hey,
yeah,
I can think
man?
Of. That's my first
Jessico
line. I'll make up a poem for you.
You
Jessico
the
Romalesco. Living down in
like
San Francisco.
Doesn't make me like that. You know what I mean?
No.
Because I grab on them cheeks and clap them motherfuckers. Doesn't mean I do it to everybody.
You like that guy in Joe Gibson? What's his
Doug,
name?
I think you're biting off more you can chew, bud.
What's his
I
name?
Like, coming out
you know what
like
I'm
that.
Saying? You know what I'm saying? What's
I
his
like
name?
That.
Huh? The Rambo guy?
You're not firing on all cylinders tonight. That's for damn sure. Damn sure.
Okay, his name's Barry.
Oh,
Barry Seal.
Well, to be honest, you can't tell the part.
Yeah, I'm a 12-cylinder running on only 10 tonight.
More like 8.
I just heard the gear open.
I think the timing's a little off.
Man, what you been sipping on? Come on now. What you been sipping on?
Corona, of course.
Corona.
Wild Irish Rose.
I knew it.
Ernie cigarettes.
What else should I be sipping on besides Corona?
Too soon.
I don't know, maybe a little of wacky weed or something. You ever heard of that, wacky weed?
Is that legal in your state?
Nugget smoking the devil's lettuce.
Hey, whoever has it legal in their state, they ought to mail it to me so I can have it mine. We can have a little enterprise going on.
Well, I like to grow my own, so I don't get my weed from the government. And I suggest you don't either.
Yeah, they want your, ID, and they record how much you buy, and that's all kind of crazy to me. And the prices are the same as, the street prices, so it's like, what the hell? People are dumb, man. They, they want to legalize it. I think it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, because then they'll put whatever they want in it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Doug.
Kenny, what was that that you were fixing to say?
I was going to say, those legal marijuana shops. Okay, they're doing the service. Okay, to the public, people get a prescription for it. They go to there and they get it taken care of. Okay. I wish they would legalize it down here in Texas.
Are any of the southern states getting close to legalizing it, or no? I was curious about that.
No, not really.
No, not that I know of.
Ken.
Yeah.
Doug, have you talked to your buddy Jason lately? You know what happened to him?
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you guys nothing about it.
Oh, come on, man.
The joint.
Did he get locked up or what? It happens, I guess. Alfred, man, some good shit there. But Doug, what happened with Jason? What did he get locked up for? Come on now.
What?
Spill the tea.
I didn't say he was locked up.
No, okay. Well, then what did you say?
That I'm not going to tell you what happened.
No, okay. Do y'all have, sex on Skype? Or?
Hey, I know him.
What kind of relationship do y'all have?
Chatterbait.
Do y'all just exchange dick pics all day or what? I mean, not to be intrusive.
Comparing
micro wings. I'm just wondering what's going on there.
I guess you guys wouldn't know because you probably never had a real friend or something. I don't know.
Boy, no, I've never received any dick pics. That is true, Doc. That is true.
That has nothing to do with what I said. You need to go back out in your barn and milk some more cows and think about it.
Please.
Okay?
Hey, you got
don't
one of
even,
those microwaves.
Don't even go there. Don't even go there.
Or what?
Yeah.
You're the one that lives in Amish country. The fucking
deodorant wearing. Seriously, are you the top or the bottom in this relationship between you and Jason?
Oh,
I don't know.
Kill Amish
or
are actually
like
Nazis. Do you know that?
Who did what?
The Amish are Nazis.
The Amish were Nazis. Okay.
Don't use the N-word. Don't use the N-word, please. It's derogatory.
Amen.
Okay. Well, let's bring on another caller. Okay.
Amen. God bless.
Okay.
Praise
Jesus. Nigga Popo.
Hello, Ashley.
Can you hear me?
Shit.
Yeah, we can hear you, Ashley.
Hey, everyone.
God damn it. Good evening, Ashley.
Yeah.
Hi, Matt Dante.
Good evening.
Ashley is
Matt
about
Dante?
to chew Doug out for talking shit about Jessica. Watch this.
Yeah.
Hey, can I play this recording I got? Can I play my recording I got?
I mean, I guess so. I don't know what it
where
is.
Where Ashley forgot her turn on. Voice it.
Okay, can I
see Doug's
that
playing
again,
some gay porno music in the background. That's what it appears.
I
there you go, listen to this.
I left it on an accident.
She had it on the man voice. Right, Ashley?
Oh, I thought I was going to bring up Virginia just legalized marijuana.
It's only for geniuses.
What?
Like you.
Oh, God.
I wanted to say hi to everyone, mainly.
What's wrong? You can't understand
like
it either, Johnny?
Hey, shush, I'm talking.
Oh, yeah?
I'm glad you're okay. And I hope Clay's feeling better. I heard him. I'm here, so yeah. Hope he's feeling better, and that's all I really got to say.
All righty.
Kenny, is DC2 on the line?
That was way too much.
Not that I can see. I just one caller. Let me find out.
He was supposed to call in.
Oh, 111, you're on the air. Hello?
Oh, this is Grover.
Oh,
this is Grover.
This is Grover.
What's up, Grover?
I'm down by the Haven for Hope. Down by the church.
Amen.
Hey, this
is
the Nigger Free Show.
How are you guys doing?
That doesn't sound like Grover.
All good?
Yep.
Sorry, this is only for white
folks.
Hey,
Chesto. This is Chesto.
Connect yourself.
This is
whites only. Sorry.
I am white,
white
goddammit, Chesto.
Just connect yourself.
Stronger.
Black ass motherfucker.
The train hit me and I turned my skin white. You hear me, Grover?
Yeah.
Hey, it was a dog the whole time. Ha ha ha. Dumb fucks.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, nice recording.
Doug, are
this
you
is Grover.
Recording?
This is Grover. This ain't Doug. This is Grover.
Hello?
Doug, you have disconnected.
I left you speechless or what?
Like
this is even more fun when I'm not drunk. Wow, that's just dumb.
Doug, have you been to any AA meetings online?
What'd you say, ma'am?
I wouldn't count on it. There we go.
Sounds familiar.
Dear God, what
like
is going on?
Clapping some cheeks the other day.
That sounds like Mike Hunt's mother.
Oh.
Forgive me, Pastor, for blasphemy.
This is Dr. Peter Puller from San Diego Beach, California.
That's not where he's from. Imperial Beach, California. And he's raped about 3 or 4 girls at knife point. Young, like 13 years old.
But yeah, you're breaking up pretty bad. Jesco, I think.
Sounds good over here.
Yeah, he must be out in the barn again.
Hey, Doug, if I put a knife up to your throat, would you give up that booty? You'd give it up quick.
You'd probably have a 40 cal off of your ass, buddy.
You ain't getting it out. I'm gonna fucking come up behind. I'm gonna put a knife to your throat. I'm gonna say you're gonna give up that ass right now.
Please do.
You would shoot that motherfucker up so
please
quick.
Please do.
I'd be clapping them fucking cheeks.
They just whack off each other on Skype.
Then I would with your KKK robe. Dumbass.
Okay,
you know we're on the same team. Don't you know we're on the same team?
Are we? It's hard to tell.
I don't think we're on the same team, friendly with anybody. Yeah, Doug, I think...
That's the problem with you guys. You can't figure it out. We're all on the same team.
I wouldn't know. I don't think so.
Unless you're MandelaCon. Maybe for MandelaCon, you're on the other team. If you get my drift.
MandelaCoon is his name. Yeah, or Norman Davis. Let's call him by his real name. Norman Davis, MandelaCoon.
Okay. Yeah, I did know that, actually, from his Facebook.
Yeah. All right, so hey, Russell.
Hey, Doug, how many cases of beer fit in a shopping cart?
Man, can you tone down your friggin' woman voice? Wow. It's like scratching on a blackboard.
You gotta sound like Doug.
So why don't you tell me some more rhymes?
Because
you're right up there with Eminem with your rhymes.
You gotta be, you know, drunk.
Yeah, I just don't
seem
a very coherent person, unlike you. I wanted to know how many cases of beer can you fit in a shopping cart, you know, when you go to the store every day and stock up on your alcohol? How many can you fit?
I mean, that's a legitimate question. I mean, come on, Doug, just give them a straight-up answer for it.
600 million if I turn it to ashes.
Okay. Well, 600 million it is. Okay.
And next question.
How do you burn a liquid to ashes?
What?
Next question.
You got a question
for
me, or what?
How many inches can Jason shove up your ass, dog? That's question.
You got to come out of the barn first before you talk. Come out of
the barn
and then
okay,
talk.
I got you. You gotta pull your head to stick out of your mouth before you can talk.
Disc.
There you
Doug,
go.
There's no way you're sober. You're a drunk, sloppy mess, and you ought to disconnect.
He's been drinking since about noon, if I had to guess.
It sounds like it, honestly, Doug.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah, I really think so.
Hey, listen back to my old call-in.
Okay, I sure will.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a job. I don't do nothing. I'm sitting out in my barn with a bunch of sheep.
There you go.
And you're
hostile
towards everybody. You weren't hostile when you were sober that one night
and
that you called in.
What?
You're only hostile.
You think I'm hostile?
Maybe that's not the right word. What is it? Defensive and on the attack all the time or whatever. You know, real touchy. Like a
he's just paranoid.
Like a female or something, you know.
Female.
okay.
You can't
like be nice
female,
to him.
Like a bitch.
Like every time you're
trying
to be nice to him, he thinks you're...
Fuck, I don't know what the word
is.
Real catty. You're real catty when you're drunk.
You know what I call it? Real. You fake ass fake.
Emotional.
Your name
emotional,
ain't Justo.
Like
let's everybody watch the language. Everybody watch the language.
Sorry, Ken.
This is a godly show.
Okay.
His name ain't Jesco, and her name ain't Ashley. Come on. No, it isn't.
Her name is Doug.
I have the recording of you.
And I wanted to renew that, but if you're going to be...
whatever.
No.
You're just a drunk mess, dude. Go to bed already.
Guys,
come back sober when you're not friggin', you know.
Okay, okay.
Going after everybody over stupid shit.
I'm sorry I hurt your little bitty feelings, Jesco. Your little witty bitty feelings. I'm sorry I hurt them.
You are really like...
Oh, I'm really
you're not
sorry,
even,
Jesco.
You don't even know what...
Little bitty feelings. Did I hurt them, Jesco?
Your
little bitty feelings.
You fucking off a bridge, you faggot. I hope your fucking liver gives out, faggot.
Hey,
I hope your fucking liver goes out. You shit it out, you little bitch.
You little bitty feeling girl, that's true.
You're a little
bitty feelings. Go change your pampers, man. Go change your pants.
Break up with Jason.
He's
still struggling with it at the moment.
Have another drink, you fucking degenerate.
I'm so sorry, Jesco.
You can't stay up the booth for 3 days, man. You can't stay
God
up for
bless
three
you,
days.
Jesco. God bless you, Jesco.
Pathetic.
God bless
pathetic.
You, Jesco.
Pathetic,
God bless
you're
you.
And you're pathetic. Kill yourself. Your kids don't want nothing to do with you. You can't do nothing. Probably can't keep a job.
I'm stuck in that motion.
You're a piece of shit. You can't stay off the for more than a day. Kill yourself.
Wow.
You realize your words are just bounced off me, right? You realize that?
Your kids will get some money from Social Security.
Just bouncing off.
You ain't doing nothing for nobody.
Mommy, my little Jesco booty got hurt. You get it, Jesco?
I wouldn't.
Okay, degenerate.
I wouldn't say such things about Jessica Lady like that if I were you.
I'll say whatever I want to say. This is a free country, isn't
it?
I hope you're dead in the next month.
Mommy, my paper's soiled. I need some more green beans.
Do you have hepatitis? That's the thing that the drunks get. What's the other thing that the drunks get?
I got to bring on guys. Okay?
Hell yeah, bring them on.
Got 10 minutes left.
You're probably overweight and just a real mess.
210,
you're on the air.
Hi, Kenny. It's Sam. How are you, honey?
I'm doing fine, Sam. How are you?
Hi, Sam.
Kenny, I'm quite boring from the coronavirus.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It means you get stuck inside.
Kenny, are you busy for Earth Day, honey?
When's Earth Day?
Earth Day is next week. There's going to be a handy capable wheeling event down by the riverside. And I thought it would be nice if I could push you, honey. It'll be nice one-on-one time for us to get together. Can I pick you up around 3:30?
Hell yeah.
I'm not going out anywhere right now during the coronavirus, okay? Because I got COPD, so I'm staying in, okay? I'm not going anywhere.
Bo said he'd go. Bo said he'd go.
Is that a venereal disease?
No, COPD is a lung disease.
Is something wrong with your lungs, Sonny? You can still perform.
Yeah, I've got COPD. It's one of those things, okay, that, you know, when you get a little older, okay, it happens, okay?
I'm sorry to hear that, Kenny.
Huh?
Hey, Sam. Sam, right?
Sorry? I can't understand.
So
you Kenny, are you still there,
he's
honey?
He's rather drunk, Sam, unfortunately.
I thought your name was Sam.
He's trying to say something to you.
Okay, Kenny. Maybe we can get together after the virus is finished, and then your COPS disease is finished, and then we can get together, honey.
Yeah.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Stop
the
nice comments.
Well, we can always meet friends, okay, and meet and
I don't really have meat friends, honey. I don't have any female friends. All my friends are meat friends.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I gotta take another caller, okay, from area code 336. I think it's Leroy. I think it's Joseph's brother. Okay. Okay, let's take your caller. Okay.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sharon.
Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon.
Hi.
I'm from Salem, North Carolina.
Hey, Sharon. Who are you sharing with?
Yeah, she calls in. Yeah. She calls in the Gibson show all the time. Yeah, I know who that is.
Joe's the one that told me about this show. Doug, you really turn me on. Maybe after you get done with the show, you could come over here and I could have your babies.
Oh, my.
Who?
Doug.
Oh, that's good.
I wouldn't have babies.
Come on over.
No, you come over here. I can't drive.
All right.
No more babies.
I'll come over.
Okay, come on over. You bring Joe, too. I'll let you both TP me.
Okay. Can do the Alaskan pipeline.
You can do whatever you want.
No, please, God. Damn it. Sorry.
I'll even take my tampon out.
Only if you soak it with vodka.
Whatever flips your trigger, big boy.
God damn it, Adam, don't call my show no more.
Is that Tony out here in the back room?
No.
Is this Tony Gaga?
No,
it's Matt. That's Matt.
Oh.
Without the voice changer.
Matt who?
Hey, Doug, are those sheep pretty tight?
The sheets?
The sheep, you know, all those sheep you have out in the barn, are they tight?
Oh, you'd have to ask Goober about that or whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah, you gotta ask him.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
It's not Goober, what is it?
Yeah,
what's your name?
Let me tell you, my name's Doug.
Oh, come on, you think I'm drunk and you can't even talk?
Yeah, you can't even talk, you know. And that's how I sound all the time.
Yeah.
If Jason was around, I can fucking talk.
Yeah, next week I'm going to get a voice changer.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
Can't wait to come back.
Well, as
hey, Ken, I had a good time. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome there, Doug. Anytime.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, Doug. This is Kenny.
Whatever, okay, so, it's still a good time. Sorry.
Real Kenny, please stand up.
So tomorrow we're going to have another great show, Purpose Gospel Radio. I hope you all can join us. Okay.
We'll be there.
God bless everybody. Okay. May you have a wonderful night.
We're glad that you're back and in good health. Praise the Lord.
God bless you all. Thank you all for calling in. Thank you all for listening. Okay. God bless.
Kenny. Guys, at least let him say his ending. And come on.
I want to kill everyone. Satan is good.